what were your observations? I mean, on the actual attacks that took place in Brazil, particularly on the Brazilian government websites.
Well, I think without going into too many technical details, I think what it confirms is that the current approach to security is really not working, which is quite a significant statement to make. But we're seeing not just in Brazil, but obviously across the globe, that many large organizations, which you would expect to be well-organized, well-funded, and well-prepared, are still suffering attacks. And so it does beg the question if the current approach to security is really working, or if we actually need to do things very differently.
Right. Okay. And I mean, in terms of business, which is very international these days, do you think that is it damaging for a nation in terms of giving an impression of cross-border international business when you see that major corporations and even the government can just be felled in this way?
It's a great question, and to be very frank with you, if you had asked me that probably 3 months ago, I would have said without a doubt, absolutely. I would have said the whole question of reputational risk is one of the biggest areas of concerns for any client, whether it be public sector or private sector. But, and this is where things get interesting, after the significant amount of attacks that we've seen across the globe over the last couple of weeks, I'm actually beginning to think that the whole concept of reputational risk with regards to cybersecurity will become less of an issue because the general public are just starting to accept that, unfortunately, this is something that does happen in the cyber world. And it's quite hard now to keep track of how many different attacks and problems are actually taking place. So I think that we're actually, strangely enough, coming to a crossroads where the whole concept of reputation risk will be less important moving forward. Yes, there will still be damages to an organization's reputation, economy, there'll be costs, lost business. But I think that the pure reputational risk is actually going to be less of an issue moving forward.
Okay. And do you think it's significant that immediately after these attacks on Brazil last week, the group Lulz, which seemed to claim responsibility for most of the Brazil attacks, they immediately disbanded? I mean, is there any significance to that? Or do you just think that the hackers responsible for that group will just drift into other associations and groups?
Well, we know without a doubt that there's different organizations out there and there's different motivations for types of cybercrime. And I think as we discussed before in our last call, you know, there's organized criminals that are doing it primarily for financial benefit, but then there are hacktivists or activists that do it really for political or almost self-promotion. But what we're starting to see is that obviously those individuals are very talented, the ones that are maybe doing it for political reasons, and oftentimes they can be lured by the significant possibilities of earning a lot of money if they working alongside or with the organized criminals. So I think it's very hard to put the groups into specific categories because there does tend to be crossover. But I think that without a doubt, financial crime is the area that's driving most of the attacks. So it was relatively surprising to see such a significant amount of attacks across the globe that weren't necessarily financially motivated.
Right, okay. And so then... I was just going to emphasize then, I mean, does it seem slightly unusual then that you might see a group that's just attacking, say, government ministry websites almost just for fun rather than actually to get financial gain?
Once again, we did some research very recently at PwC with our friends at the Information Security Forum, and we looked at different categories. So we looked at financial crime, espionage, activism, which is what we're talking about now, warfare, and terrorism. And the one that came out top out of the people that were polled was financial crime, which was about 85% of members had actually suffered. Activism, it was quite a bit lower. It was probably about half of that. So... it was a surprise, but I think that it wasn't really a surprise that they also disbanded quite quickly because I think with all the attention that they were getting, the possibility of obviously being caught was probably becoming very, very significant. So it wasn't really a surprise, at least to me, that they did disband fairly quickly.